The Burnie Tennis Club, we mentioned with the federal election, of course, they got funding to upgrade the courts. And the good news is the tender's been awarded and work is now starting.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I feel like we've been talking about this project for a long time, so it's really pleasing to know now that the Burnie Tennis Court upgrade is on its way and that work's commenced, that a tender's been awarded and work will be commencing on the site. As part of the upgrade, as I'm sure we've just discussed before, all 15 of the courts at the Tennis Centre will be resurfaced, including a synthetic glass surface on 4 courts. And the lighting will be upgraded for the show court with 2 new light poles and lights being installed, and some new lights on the existing poles for the new synthetic grass courts. And there'll be a new fencing system will be installed and some surface drainage as well.
It's about $1 million all up, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's quite a significant project, yeah.
And the first event will be next year's Burnie Challenger.
Yeah, that's right. So that's really, in essence, this is what it's all about. We've had to put the Challenger on hold for a year. So if all of our ducks line up, we'll be hosting the Challenger event again in 2017 in Burnie, which we're really pleased about. But not only that, I think that this upgrade also enables the Burnie Tennis Club to concentrate further on junior development and obviously growing their presence as a regional tennis facility, which is really good news as well.
Yeah, I think the club's negotiating with Tennis Australia at the moment, aren't they, to try and lock it in for a few more years, the Challenger, to make it a firm commitment for a few years at least?
Yes, that's all part of the agreements that have been undertaken with the funding and the like. Yep, that's right.
Burnie High School turns 100 this month, so obviously there'll be a fair bit of festivities and celebrations going on in regard to that.
Yeah, look, it's a big year for Burnie High School, and there have already been a number of events celebrated in the community to mark this auspicious occasion. But this week marks another couple of really important events for them. I think it's important to say that such a significant milestone for Burnie High School, but also our community. I think not many people would know that Burnie High School started off with about 34 students back in 1916, and now we know it as a state-of-the-art educational facility that offers a wide range of education experiences.
It was down where the Makers Workshop is now. It would have been the old education department.
That's right, yes.
Adult ed department back in the year.
So many of your listeners will remember that beautiful old building that was destroyed by fire some years ago, which was really unfortunate. But as I said, there are a number of really good events to mark the centenary, and they will be an open school this Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30, an open day on Saturday from 10:30 to 2, which the community are invited to attend, and then on Saturday night at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre there'll be a centenary gala event. And there will also be a Centenary Garden and Arts Expo, which will be held on the 15th of October. And I know I've mentioned a lot of events there all at once, Mark, so more information about each of those can be, you can find out more from the school, contacting them directly on 64 312 744.
In a few weeks' time is National Walk to Work Day, Friday the 7th of October. It's all about diabetes awareness.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's in its 19th year. And so it's a day that encourages everyone to build walking into their daily routines and whilst raising funds for Diabetes Australia. And as you'd know, Mark, we have a high instance of diabetes on the northwest coast of Tasmania. So I certainly encourage everyone to get behind this good cause and participate in Walk to Work Day.
You can find out more information. They've actually got a website which is very simple, www.walk.com.au. Doesn't get much simpler than that, does it?
Certainly doesn't.
Your next council meeting is on Tuesday, the 20th of September. You just need to remind people of that, there is a public participation section where they can ask questions, so you'd encourage people to attend the meetings?
Yeah, we always encourage. We have quite a number of people who regularly attend, but we always welcome new people to our meetings to learn a little bit more about council, understand our formal process of our meeting, and of course, as you said, have the opportunity to ask questions of their council, which is really important. Well, Martin, before I leave you, I just wanted to congratulate our Burnie under-18s footy team in the NWFL who won the grand final, so our congratulations goes out to them, as does our congratulations to South Burnie for winning the Darwin game this year. And Martin, I'd also like to wish our women's Dockers team all the very best for their grand final this coming Saturday at Aurora Stadium.
Yeah, playing Clarence, they've played them in the last 3 grand finals in a row. I think they won 2 years ago, and hopefully they can get over the line on Saturday. Anita, thanks for your time as always today. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Thanks very much, Martin.